We are going back to our text, which is in James chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. James 3, 13 to 18. And of course, our memory verse is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. In all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. In all thy getting, get understanding. God will give us wisdom in Jesus' name. So, James 3, 13 to 18. Has somebody got New Living Translation? New Living Translation. I want us, yes, please read. Can somebody please give our sister a microphone? I want us to read a different translation.
And by being humble and wise.
So please start again. James 3, 13 to 18.
Are any of you wise or sensible? Then show it by living right and by being humble and wise in everything you do. But if your heart is full of bitter jealousy and selfishness, don't boast or lie to cover up the truth. That kind of wisdom doesn't come from above. It is earthly and selfish and comes from the evil himself. Whenever people are jealous or selfish, they cause trouble and do all the sorts of cruel things. But the wisdom that comes from above leads us to be pure, friendly, gently, sensible, kind, helpful, generous, genuine, and sincere.
Praise the Lord. So we now know the definition of wisdom, and we know what divine wisdom is. So we know the definition of wisdom, and we know what divine wisdom is, and we know what the characteristics of is or are. We know the qualities of God-given wisdom. He will give you wisdom in Jesus' name. We have looked at different kinds of wisdom. The earthly one, the sensual one, is the one that seeks to please, that just make you feel good. Intellectual wisdom, devilish wisdom. Kenneth E. Hagin said, feeling is the voice of the body or the voice of the flesh. Reasoning is the voice of the mind. Conscience is the voice of the spirit. So, when next you apply wisdom, think of which one is speaking. Is it your feelings, your intellect, your conscience? You will know at what level you are communicating. We also have devilish wisdom and, of course, divine wisdom. We've already looked at the characteristics, and we've looked at why we need divine wisdom last week. So how do we get divine wisdom? We said first thing is that you must be born again. You must be born again, because the Bible makes us to understand that spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So divine wisdom is a spiritual possession. So somebody who cannot operate at the realm of the Spirit of God cannot possess divine wisdom. So, you have to be born again in order to operate in divine wisdom. And I'm not talking about just being born again. I'm talking about being genuinely, truly born again. Matthew chapter 7 verse 6. He said, "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you." Praise the Lord. So divine wisdom cannot be given to somebody who is not born again. Now, many of us have read this verse. You probably don't know the meaning very well. It's not just that God will not give kingdom things to the ungodly. It is also for you, as a child of God, to be careful whom you seek counsel with, particularly when it relates to the things of God, the church. You know, some of us don't discriminate. It doesn't matter whether the person is born again or not. There's nobody we can't talk about the things of God with. They are the same people who would then go behind and say, "See, church, people who call themselves, they call themselves brother, they call themselves, these are dogs and swines, because they will trample it underfoot. They will come back and rend you." That's what the Bible is saying. And if you are a minister of God, and this is something that God has led me to come to a conclusion with, to be careful who I entrust with divine things, who I entrust with godly things. I've said, if somebody has not proven themselves, unlike in the past, that all comers, I just ask everybody, once you can come and minister, come and do this. I've said, no, it will never happen again. Because this is what is going to happen exactly. If the person is not genuinely born again, the kind of things you see, the kind of things you hear, you just know that they trample it underfoot. They don't regard the things of God as, you know, the things of God. They take it with levity. They treat it with carelessness. You know? Praise the Lord. It's a very loaded verse. In fact, it's something we can talk about for the rest of today. It's very powerful, and it's something that we must always remember. That the day you are in trouble, distressed, or in problems, always remember this particular verse. Don't commit things that are of value to the ungodly. Praise the Lord. It's very important. Matthew 15:26-27. Matthew 15:26-27. Praise the Lord. So, there are people who are entitled to divine wisdom, and we should be asking him today. It's children's bread. It's something that is available in the house. I was talking to one of my daughters yesterday, or was it this morning, on the subject of divine wisdom. You see, let me tell you something. Divine wisdom is the one that makes you to take a decision that, you know, at the end of the day, you wonder how you came into that kind of decision. And 5 years down the track, 10 years down the track, 20 years down the track, people are saying, "How wise." But at the time you are taking that decision, people are saying, "How foolish." That is divine wisdom. It may not have attraction. Sometimes it may not even be logical. and you just know it's God that put it in your mouth. That was not what you meant to say, or you are meant to say. That was not what you actually wanted, given your own situation, given your own circumstance, given how you are feeling at the time. That was not what you meant to say, but you said something else because the Spirit of God has led you. That is divine wisdom. Anyone who says there's nothing I can't say, they are not likely to be operating in divine wisdom. To say, me, there's nothing I cannot say, oh, then you are not likely to be operating in divine wisdom. When you have divine wisdom, there are things you won't say. Praise the Lord. So it is to be genuinely desired. Proverbs 8:11. It is to be desired. Every morning, as we pray in our house, when we're about to go out, one of the things that I pray for is wisdom for the day. I always pray, I say, God, give us wisdom for today. Wisdom for today. It's so important. It's to be desired. Proverbs 8:11. Can somebody read? Proverbs 8:11. Praise the Lord. All the other things we may desire, they are not to be compared to divine wisdom. Because if you have wisdom, you will have everything. I'm telling you, if you have divine wisdom, you will have everything. In fact, if you have divine wisdom, you are stronger than the strong. You are richer than the rich. Because it's a matter of time before the riches of the rich flow in your direction. That is divine wisdom. If you have divine wisdom, you are likely to succeed. God will give you divine wisdom in Jesus' name. And in the book of James, we are told not only to desire it, because it is one thing to desire something, it's another thing to actually ask God for it. Do you know, many times there are things we desire and we never care to ask God. We really want, you know. Sometimes this happens a lot in our interaction with people. We desire something, we never even ask them. Sometimes because of our pride, we cannot humble ourselves well enough to ask, you know. And if we ask, maybe we will have gotten what we wanted. And that is why a lot of times, instead of asking, we will use other ways that we can use to dispossess that person of that thing rather than asking. And I'm telling you, if you ask the Father, He will give it to you. Praise the Lord. How many things we have missed because we have not asked? Ask that your joy may be what? May be full. Your joy shall be full in Jesus' name. And the Bible makes us to understand that when we ask, we must have no doubt in our mind that God will do it. Matthew 7:7. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. You know, Kenneth E. Hagin said, in every partnership, there is the God aspect and there is the human aspect. Your role is to do the asking, the knocking, and the seeking. So many of us who have stopped praying, you may say, God knows my need. But the same God that knows your need is the one who said you should ask. I have this story of a man of God, and I could relate to it. He said, when he was little, he was playing ball. He kicked his ball. In those days, when people used to have thatched roofs, you know, made of grass, thatched. So he kicked his ball. The ball went to the top of the roof and started rolling down and then got stuck. So, but because he was a little boy, short, he went backward and looked. I don't know if you wouldn't know if you didn't grow up in the village, you know what I'm talking about. So he went backward and looked and he saw the ball up there. So he went and got a long stick. Of course, as he got closer, of course, you won't see the ball again. He got closer to the thing and was shaking like this, you know, moving the stick in order to bring the ball down. And his father was sitting on his comfortable chair just watching him. And after some time, after he has tried and tried and tried, he looked in the direction of the dad. And the dad, can you please help me? And the dad said, I was watching you. I thought you were going to ask me. You didn't ask me all along. So I thought you were going to try it on your own. So the same God that knows your need is saying, ask. And I've told you, prayer is a sign of humility. Prayer is a sign of surrender. If you have not surrendered, then God will not act. As many as will ask him this morning, the Lord will grant your desire. You will live and exhibit divine wisdom in Jesus' name. Of course, you have to study the word of God. Proverbs 4:5. Can somebody read Proverbs 4:5?
Away from word of my mouth.
Okay. Praise the Lord. So in order to get wisdom, you must not turn away from the word of the mouth of the Lord. Then even more directly related to the word is Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 6. You know I like Deuteronomy 4 chapter 4 in particular. Verse 6 it says, so keep them. That's referring to the word of God. So keep them and do them, for that is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people who, when they hear all these statutes, would say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. So the word of God is your wisdom. When it's outside the word of God, it's not divine wisdom. Oh, the word of God is your wisdom. Please, intellectual reasoning is not bad until it contradicts the word of God. Praise the Lord. Did you hear that? Intellectual reasoning in itself is what? It's not bad until it contradicts the word of God. The word of God has to take preeminence over your intellectual reasoning. It shall be your wisdom. That's divine wisdom. Praise God. Of course, fellowship with God regularly, listen and wait for his counsel. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. 1 Samuel 38. Can somebody look at that?
Part of the Lord saying, shall I pursue this troop? Mm-hmm. Shall I overtake them? Mm-hmm. And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake and without fail recover all.
Praise the Lord. That is godly wisdom. Asking God, he will never, never miss. Eh? If he's the one directing you, things may not appear smooth initially. But if God is the one directing you, you will surely find it as he has said it. There's one verse of the Bible that I've been ruminating over, you know, since yesterday. I've been ruminating over it. If it's God that said it to you, you know, and this should be our confession. I want you to open your Bible to Acts chapter 27. That's the verse I've been ruminating over. Acts 27 verse 25. How I wish that we are all like Paul and can confidently say this. You know what Paul said? He said, "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." Praise the Lord. So, that you can say, "I believe God and it shall be as it has been written." I believe God and it shall be as the word of God says. I believe God. Look, don't worry. I believe God and it shall be as the word of God has spoken concerning me. It said, "By his stripes I am healed." So I know I'm healed. I believe God. He said, "I will not lack." By his words, I believe what he has said. Because even as he has spoken it, so shall it be. So we need to go out with that word. We need to go out with that word, holding on to it, believing him. That is wisdom. It may look like foolishness to somebody. If a couple of days ago I had to do some business with someone, and when we talked about the thing, he could not understand why I would take the kind of decision I was taking. I told him, I said, "Look, I said to you, it may sound foolish, but this is a godly thing." I said, "It is of faith." Because he was saying, "Do you actually know what you are deciding to do?" And I'm telling you, every time you stand upon the word of God, God will back you up in Jesus' name. Like Paul, say, "Be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." And he will bring it to pass. You must be ready to live a life of holiness. Ecclesiastes 2:26. Please read Ecclesiastes 2:26. Can somebody read? Ecclesiastes 2:26. Who is reading? Ecclesiastes is not difficult to find.
Together and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of the spirit.
Praise the Lord. So anyone that God sees and approves of and think is good in his sight, he gives wisdom. You will notice that I often pray one prayer, and what that prayer is this: I say, "God, we turn your mistake to a miracle." When God is on your side, what looks like foolishness becomes miracle. What looks like foolishness will bring results unimaginable. So anyone that is good in his sight, let me tell you, and I keep telling you, and I've said this over and over again, everyone who is intellectually sound knows that the counsel of Ahithophel was a very sound counsel. Praise the Lord. The counsel that Ahithophel gave to Absalom was a very good and sound counsel. That was the right thing to do at the time. But what happened was that God was not in it. And it became what? Foolishness. So the one who operates at the level of the divine wisdom will be operating in sync and in line with the moves and the mind of God. That is the advantage. So it's not just what sounds logical and nice. I've told you before, there are many words that will sound logical and nice but devoid of spiritual understanding. God will take you to that realm where you operate in divine wisdom in Jesus' name. Let me tell you, sometimes it can be difficult. I'm telling you, when you look at all the evidences around you, you just think this is the logical thing to do. But I'm telling you, seek the face of God. It may not necessarily be the logical thing to do. I was talking to somebody the other time. You know, I said, "I love schemers. I like people who scheme." I love schemers a lot. Because what happens is this: when you are a schemer, one day you scheme yourself out of reckoning. You will not scheme yourself out of reckoning in Jesus' name. But when you listen to God, you will forever remain relevant. You know, Maradona, he will dribble until he dribbles himself out of the field. Praise the Lord. But when you operate at the level of divine wisdom, you let me tell you, it's not by your power. It's the Spirit of God that keeps you, protects you, and guides you. That will be your experience in Jesus' name. And of course, we cannot but say, keep company with the wise. Remember, I've told you, I'm still going to do a teaching on your life and your ministry. I've told you long ago, I haven't forgotten. I still have the teaching there. But there are other things that we need to go through before we get to that. Your life and your ministry. And you will see that the kind of friends and the people you keep company with, they can make or mar you in life. So keep company with the wise. If you want to be divinely wise. And of course, we are not talking about people with worldly wisdom. We are talking about people with godly wisdom. Keep company with them. And your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. There are people who have street wisdom. Street wisdom. Who are very streetwise. They know before you even talk to them, they have answer for you. They don't even have to think twice. They already know what to say. But it may not be godly. They know you cannot catch them out. Even if you see the thing in their hand like this, if it's white, they will tell you it's black and you will believe them. There are people like that. But the Bible makes us understand. He said the children of this world, they are wiser. But we, the children of the kingdom, we want to be wiser than the children of the world. Where are we getting it from? But godly wisdom is based on the truth. It's based on holiness and righteousness. God will purge our hearts and will make us people that are worthy of his wisdom in Jesus' name. Proverbs 13 verse 20. Praise the Lord. Who are fools? People who say there is no God. The one that says there is no God. The one that esteem God low. You know, the one that does not give God preeminence is the fool. Of course, the other fool is the angry person. The one that gets angry and willing to destroy anything in the process. So, because the Bible says anger rests in the bosom of what? Of a fool. And remember, we did spiritual mathematics one time. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. And the fool says there is no God. So the angry person is likely to say there is no God. So next time you are going to get angry, think twice. Praise the Lord. So think of the people you keep company. Even if the person says, I'm born again, and there's no fruit, don't keep company with that person. I'm telling you, be careful. It is not what people say. Somebody may now say, are you the one who will judge whether somebody is truly born again or not? Jesus himself said, it's not everyone that calls me Lord, Lord, Lord. So not everyone that says Jesus is Lord, 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 is genuinely born again. By their fruits, ye shall know them. And I tell you something. I said the best way to know your friend. Do you know the best way to know your friend? If you really want to know your friend. This is top secret. If you want to know your friend, how do you know who your friend is? Huh? You really want to know the character of your friend and who they are? How do you know who they are? Huh? How do you know? Look at the way they treat their enemy. Am I right? Huh? Look at the way your friend treats the person he doesn't like. His enemy. The day you fight with him, that's the way he's going to treat you. If somebody uses trick for other people, he will use trick for you that day. Am I right? they will do exactly what they are doing to other people. The day you fall out with them, they will do exactly that to you. So that's why, don't connive with somebody who, when your turn comes, it will be done to you. That person will do it to you. Praise the Lord. That's divine wisdom. Take it home. Don't eat with it. What they tell us is this. You know, our parents will say, keep it in your left hand. Don't eat with it. Remember, no matter how much you like that person, watch how they treat the person they don't like. The day you fall out with them, they will do exactly the same thing to you. Praise the Lord. You like that one? Now, I'm sure many of us are already imagining the way our friends behave, so you now know who your friend is. That is the truth. In fact, let me tell you something. If you are used to doing things to people, when you quarrel with your own children from your own belly, you will do exactly that thing. When really, have you seen parents who quarrel with their kids? Recently, did you read of the richest woman in Australia? What are the daughters going to do to her? Eh? What are they going to do to her? They are taking her to court. The daughter that came from her belly. Eh? Because there's money involved, big money from their grandfather. So, watch it. It will happen. That's divine wisdom. Praise the Lord. And of course, wisdom is to lead other people to Christ. Proverbs 11:30. Wisdom is to lead other people to Christ. Proverbs 11:30. Praise the Lord. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. Praise the Lord. You'll be soul winners in Jesus' name. This is how to get divine wisdom. Any comments? Questions? Maybe God is just laying something in your heart that you want to talk about. Or you have questions you want to ask about divine wisdom, because this is the last one, the last part of it. Okay, let's just rise up. Let's thank God for this morning and pray to God. Say, give me divine wisdom in Jesus' name. Ask, because one of the ways to get it is to ask. Ask God this morning. Can you just ask God, ask him to give you divine wisdom? Say, Father, give me divine wisdom. Give me the wisdom that can only come from heaven. Divine wisdom. Lord, I desire it. I desire divine wisdom. Father, hear me this morning. Pray to God for divine wisdom. Is the wisdom that is pure? Is the wisdom that is right? Is the wisdom that is holy? Is the wisdom that thinks of eternity? Is the wisdom that will make a way for you in the future? Is the wisdom that will not destroy you? Is the wisdom that builds? Is the wisdom that blesses? Is the wisdom that brings peace? Is the wisdom that brings upliftment? Is the wisdom that is humble? Is that wisdom that can only come from the Almighty God, because he's the giver of it? And you have to be one of his own in order to get it. Pray to God this morning. Pray to God this morning. Divine wisdom, divine wisdom, divine wisdom, divine wisdom, divine wisdom. Ask God for divine wisdom. Ask without doubting. Ask without doubting. Ask without doubting. Ask without doubting. Divine wisdom. Say, Father, give me divine wisdom, O God. Give me divine wisdom. I don't want the wisdom of this world. Give me divine wisdom in Jesus' name. Give me divine wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me divine wisdom, O God, the wisdom that comes from heaven. Heavenly sanctioned wisdom, heavenly approved wisdom, the one that leads to eternity. Give me divine wisdom in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord, you are the one that can make the difference by reason of your presence. My Father, my God, everyone that has heard me this morning, I pray, O God, that they will be divinely instructed from today in Jesus' name. In all their decisions, in all their choices, in who they keep company with, in where they go, and the things they decide to do. My Father, my God, I pray for divine instruction from today in Jesus' name. We will never contradict you again. Lord, we'll be swift to be obedient to you in Jesus' name. Because to be obedient to you is wisdom. Father, we will be wise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' glorious and mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise